Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, October 28th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Carol Collingsworth. Carol has been a member of the church for many years. She has served as a deacon and in other areas of ministry, and so I look forward to a time at the end of the podcast where she and I sit down to talk about things of life and faith. Thank you, Carol, for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Mary. Today's scripture is Judges 14, 8 through 20. Sometime later, when he went back to marry her, he turned aside to look at the lion's carcass, and in it he saw a swarm of bees and some honey. He scooped out the honey with his hands and ate as he went along. When he rejoined his parents, he gave them some, and they too ate it. But he did not tell them that he had taken the honey from the lion's carcass. Now his father went down to see the woman, and there Samson held a feast, as was customary for young men. When the people saw him, they chose 30 men to be his companions. "Let me tell you a riddle," Samson said to them. "If you give me the answer within the 7 days of the feast, I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 sets of clothes. If you can't tell me the answer, you must give me 30 linen garments and 30 sets of clothes." "Tell us your riddle," they said. "Let's hear it." He replied, "Out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet." For 3 days, they could not give the answer. On the fourth day, they said to Samson's wife, "Coax your husband into explaining the riddle for us, or we will burn you and your father's household to death. Did you invite us here to steal our property?" Then Samson's wife threw herself on him, sobbing, "You hate me. You don't really love me. You've given my people a riddle, but you haven't told me the answer. I haven't even explained it to my father or mother," he replied. "So why should I explain it to you?" She cried the whole 7 days of the feast. So on the seventh day, he finally told her. Because she continued to press him, she in turn explained the riddle to her people. Before sunset on the seventh day, the men of the town said to him, "What is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion?" Samson said to them, "If you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have solve my riddle." Then the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him. He went down to Ashkelon, struck down 30 of their men, stripped them of everything, and gave their clothes to those who had explained the riddle. Burning with anger, he returned to his father's home. And Samson's wife was given to one of his companions who attended him at the feast. Now let's read from Psalms 147. Praise the Lord! How good is it to sing praises to our God! How pleasant and fitting to praise Him! The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain. He makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem, praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his commands to the earth, his word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord. The third reading is Matthew 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, with an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
Thank you so much, Carol, for joining the podcast. I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm actually from Birmingham. I grew up here at Mount Brook Baptist Church. I have three wonderful boys, Christian, Emery, and Clark Hines. Christian, my oldest, is married to Abigail. They got married here at Mount Brook Baptist Church in 2019. And back in May, I became a grandmother to a wonderful little boy named Monroe. And I just always enjoyed being with them.
Tell me a little bit about your profession. So I think it's very interesting. You work with trust and estates. How did you get into that? And tell me a little bit about what you do regularly.
Well, I was in the insurance business originally, and I needed to make a change. And I talked with Baker Crow, who's a member of our church, and started working with Baker over 30 years ago. And it's been a great experience. And I really, really enjoy it. So I do a lot. I do handle estates and when individuals pass away, and then also administer trust accounts. I do a lot with special needs trust. So individuals that have special needs, such as brainstem injuries or medical malpractice. A lot of times when a family member passes away, I'm one of the first people that they call. And it is just working through the process with a lot of my trust customers. Their memory starts slipping a bit, and just work with them and navigate through the process of making sure that caregivers are paid, bills are paid, their assets are managed, and just all the laws of trust and estates are followed, and really become part of a family to them. So it's very interesting, and I really enjoy it.
You mentioned growing up at Mount Brook Baptist. I want you to tell me a little bit about your faith. How did you come to faith, and then were you baptized here, things like that?
I grew up in a Christian home, and my parents, Coy and Nina Collinsworth, just wonderful people. And also my grandmother was a member here, and I've just always had great role models through the years just to show me the right way to live. And then, just in third grade, I accepted Christ as my Savior and was baptized by Dr. Nelson, which was just awesome. And so it's just been a part of this church since I was in third grade.
I want to hear a little bit more about your growing up years. I know that you played tennis in college. So did you grow up just playing tons of sports, or did you hone in on tennis early? Tell me about that.
I always played tennis. Our family were, my parents and my sister, Kay, and I were tennis players. And every opportunity we had, we played tennis. My little brother also played. My older brothers, they were more football, baseball, track, and those. But just enjoyed tennis. Played at Brunel College in Gainesville, Georgia. And I've always been involved in athletics.
What other sports did you play?
I always enjoyed running. Had some wheels on my legs, but
do you still run now?
No, it's not good for my knees. But I have taken up golf and pickleball, which has been kind of fun. I had shoulder surgery right before the pandemic, and that just kind of affected my serve. So, but pickleball and golf has been kind of fun. Anything outdoors, hiking, biking, whatever. But I'm up for really anything. I can put on a formal dress, or I can put on a pair of boots and go hunting. And so anything that's just fun, I'm going to jump in and do it.
I love that. I want to ask you more deeply about your faith and maybe a time when you saw God at work in your midst.
Well, several years ago, many of our church members remember what was going on in my family back in, 14 years ago. My sister Kay was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, and which just really knocked us off our feet. And then within a month, my mom had had an aneurysm. So we had Kay up in Nashville going through chemo, my mom in Birmingham, and several times, they asked if they wanted the, calling the clergy. So it was a very dark time in our life. And, the boys were all in elementary school, and it was just a very, very difficult time. I had friends that just scooped up my three boys and helped with school work, with athletics and all the different things. As I was having to go up to Nashville, as well as taking care of my mom, my brothers came in town, and it was a very, very difficult time. And just seeing our church in action, and friends and people in the Mountain Brook community were unbelievable during that time. And God just guided us through that process. And I remember, my dad even ended up in the hospital. So we were in three different hospitals at one time, and I just remember driving down the street just saying, God, just help me get to my next destination. I felt the Holy Spirit pulling me through one of the darkest, darkest times in my life. And Kay did pass away, and that was just a very, very difficult time. And sure, I do question that. I am human, and I miss her terribly. But I know that God has a plan, and He's always with me. And I can't second guess why Kay did not make it, but my mom did, and she's 91 years old, almost 92, and so she's going strong. And everybody always knows that she's wearing her high heel shoes and just has a dress to the nines.
She is a beautiful woman, and your daddy was a beautiful human being as well. Tell me some of the things that he taught you along the way.
Well, I was the fourth of five children, and it was not always peace in the wigwam. But my dad would always say, be ye kind one another, tender hearted, forgiving each other. So we always had to, he was always, your family supports you, and just a wonderful man. He was a very respected in the business world, in the community. He did a lot of volunteer work, a deacon in the church, just somebody that I admire and think about every day. And I think one of the nicest compliments my dad gave me was he admired his mother. We called her Omi. He admired Omi so much. And he said that I reminded him of his own mother, and I've always remembered that, and it makes me want to be a better person every day because I have her Bible and seeing her handwriting and I just want to be more like her and like my dad.
Carol and I were talking recently of a dream that we have for Mountain Brook Baptist, and we've done this, I think, in years past, maybe some 15 or 20 years ago, something called salt and pepper groups. And this idea where different people come together for a time of fellowship and dinner together. And so Carol and I are going to try to get going on that maybe in the new year. And if you're interested in being a part of getting that started, we'd like to hear from you. Carol, tell me kind of the impetus for why we want to start something like this.
Well, since I've been a member here, I've been an elementary school student. I've graduated from college, came here single, married. Unfortunately, that marriage fell apart. And back single again. You've been, you know, a family, and I've been through all the different stages. And to me, a church isn't just your Sunday school class. It's not just the married couple. Your friends aren't just the married couples. And when your friends aren't just the other couples that are empty nesters. And your church is not just the single people, just the widowed people. And I think we all need to come together as a church because we all have something to offer each other. Encouragement and praise each other and be excited for each other and pull us through all different kinds of situations. Life events, we're all in there together.
Carol, one last question. What are some of the things that you enjoy about worship?
Yeah, music is, I love music. And I can't play an instrument. I always jokingly say I play the radio real well. but I do love music. And I do go to the traditional service. And I love the old hymns. And one thing that I do every time we open up the hymnal, I always look at the date that the words were written as well as when the music was written. And being the history buff that I am, I look down and see what was going on in history during that time. And one thing that I find interesting is that Amazing Grace, which is the Baptist National Anthem, the words were written in 1779. I just find it interesting that that's when that was written. And so it's I encourage you to, you know, look at the date when a hymn was written and what was going on in history during that time. And a lot of times it gives that hymn a lot more meaning.
Carol, thank you for joining us and for reading for us today. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Sure, I'd be more than happy to. Dear God, thank you for this special time to spend with Mary and as well as our church through this podcast. Thank you for all the wonderful things that our church does for not only its members, but for people within our community and around the world. Lord, we pray that you'll just guide us and protect us in all that we do. And thank you for all of our many blessings. Amen.